As I'm sure you know, this is National Financial Capability Month. Rolls off the tongue. You know, being smart about personal finance. But April is also the month of fools, and there are financial advisor fraudsters out there. Surely shocking to our next guest. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst at CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Okay, let's talk, Jill, on scams among financial planners. Your recent column mentions a federal case against a woman offering advice on college and financial aid. Tell us about Charlie Javis and what she's accused of.
So she was a real wunderkind. She was one of those Forbes 30 under 30 lists, like these cool people who are under the age of 30, who are entrepreneurs. And you're familiar with these. It's usually a terrible sign, by the way. A lot of those people go on to run into some problems down the line. So this is a company that was known as Frank. And, you know, she basically touted that she was helping millions of students. They were navigating the financial aid process. It was great. And she did such a good job of ginning up her numbers, meaning she actually like faked the numbers, got a data scientist outside of the company to find these fictitious users, and then used that to convince JP Morgan Chase to buy her company for $175 million in 2021. Hmm. Okay, look, I know fraud is fraud. It's hard to detect. But I started thinking, gosh, given that it is National Financial Capability Month, I know. Sorry, hard to say. I thought if JP Morgan Chase is getting scammed, how can we do this? I mean, it's tough out there.
So when it comes to financial advice, how do the rest of us separate the good from the bad? How do we look?
Well, I mean, look, there is so much financial content out there. And so I don't want to be like an old cranky lady who is a CFP, which I am. I play one on TV.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are people who have certifications who should be giving advice. That's great. And there's a lot of people creating content who have no certifications and they're not really dangerous. But there's also a ton of people who are putting themselves out there as quote unquote financial experts, and they don't have the goods. They haven't studied it. They don't have a credential. They don't have anything, but they do make awesome TikTok videos and they're on YouTube and they are engaging. So the reason why I don't want to sound like an old so-and-so is that it's great to have the younger people, the 20s, the 30s, that are engaged with financial content. I just worry that they can have a hard time distinguishing between the real deal and the hucksters.
And so for the real deal people, do we look for certain certifications, licenses? Do we look for evidence that they're actually in it for my financial interest instead of theirs?
Yes, that would be the next step of what you have to do after you watch this, before you do anything else, which is find out who these people are. Do they have the CFP certification from the Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards? But full disclosure, I hold that designation.
CFP.
Are these folks CFP? Are they CPAs? A lot of CPAs actually have a special designation beyond CPA that's called a personal financial specialist. Is it a chartered financial analyst, meaning someone who has studied how to understand the relative value of stocks and maybe their mutual fund managers? Hmm. Are they members of the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors who've been vetted by a series of different qualifications?
Hmm.
And all these people are fiduciaries. They have to put your best interest first, and that's really important.
Jill Schlesinger, not cranky at all. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and the host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always.
Thank you so much for having me.